Does anybody know what that announcement is? Does anybody know what that announcement is? We have a very, very large announcement. Do you understand? Large. So I would like to invite my good friend and your governor, Jim Justice, up to the stage to share this news with all of you. Jim, come on up. Come on up, Jim. Look at this guy. Jim is going to say a few words, and these words have not been spoken by a major political figure, meaning governor or senator, in our country for a long time. Thank you.
First of all, what an incredible honor, and thank you for coming, and thank our great president for being here. I've got to tell you a couple stories real quick. I've been to the Oval Office twice in the last 2 or 3 weeks. I've been there to present an idea on coal and an idea on manufacturing. I've had the great opportunity to be with our president. Now, let me tell you just this. I have to be really serious with you just a moment. I have to tell you that the last session of our legislature, I tried with all my soul. Now I can tell you, if you'll just give me just a moment, this man and myself are not politicians. We ran to get something done. We ran and gave up part of our lives. We ran because we want nothing. We ran as our founding fathers did years and years ago to serve. Now, I will promise you to my soul that no one loves West Virginia more than I. And in the last session, I would tell you that there was some greatness passed with our roads and so on, but there was way too much pain. Now listen to me and listen really good. We hurt a lot of people. We hurt our vets and our teachers and our disabled and our weak, and we walked away from the old. Now I can promise you just this. I came to only get something done. Let me just say this to you as bluntly as I can say it. West Virginia, at the altar, when we had it done, like it or not like it, but the Democrats walked away from me. Now, today I will tell you with lots of prayers and lots of thinking. Today, I'll tell you as West Virginians, I can't help you anymore being a Democrat governor. So tomorrow, I will be changing my registration to Republican. as a coach, I would tell you it's time to run another play. I would also tell you this, and pay please close attention to this. My mom and dad were staunch lovers of Ronald Reagan, staunch Republicans. My mom and dad are no question in my mind in heaven right now, and they're both saying the same thing, but my mom is saying it more profoundly, and that is she's saying, Jimmy, it's about damn time you came to your senses. Now, let me go one step further and say just this. What in the world is wrong with us as peoples? Have we not heard enough about the Russians? I mean, to our God in heaven above, think about it. The stock market's at 22,000. And this country has hope, and we're on our way. And this man is a really dear friend of mine. But you know what else is unbelievable? This man now has a chief of staff that all of us can pronounce his first name. And you know what that name is today? It's Sir. Think about that. Now, I'll end by saying we're a long ways from being perfect. There's mistakes made and change is tough. But I can tell you this. This man is a reflection of his kids, his children. Eric Trump has been under my vehicle in the back of the woods changing a tire. I've hunted with Don Jr. and Ivanka and Jared, even though Jared is our great son-in-law, are so good it's off the chart. Now, I'll end by saying very quickly, this man is a good man. He's got a backbone, he's got real ideas, he cares about America, he cares about us in West Virginia. And most importantly of all, you know what? He has made us, as common everyday Americans, feel good and be proud of who we are. My friend, our great president, Donald J. Trump.